On Friday, March 27th, my daily Bible reading included Luke's account of Jesus healing a paralytic who was lowered before him through roof tiles. When this shocking entry happens, Luke writes this about Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." Later, Jesus says to the man, "Stand up and take your bed and go to your home." Isn't that a powerful story? These friends of the paralyzed man would do whatever it took to put him in front of Jesus. Apparently, they knew very well the holy healing power of Jesus, and they weren't going to let anything stop them. They weren't going to let a crowded house or even roof tiles get in their way. They were laser-focused to get their needy friend in the presence of the holy, healing Lord. I just love stories like that. Stories of faith in action. Yeah, not just good people who talk about their faith, but real people who put their whole heart, mind, and soul into their faith. So since I was so jazzed and encouraged by this story, I wanted to read a few more of them. Here's what I did. I asked ChatGPT to give me instances of Jesus saying, "Your faith." Well, ChatGPT rattled off a goldmine of encouraging stories of faith. And then Chat asked if I wanted them in a sermon. So I said, sure. Here's the sermon ChatGPT wrote. Sermon title, "Your Faith." Text, various gospel passages. There is something deeply personal in the way Jesus speaks to people. Again and again, he uses two simple words, "your faith." Not faith in general, not the faith of a group, not even faith as a doctrine, but your faith. It's as if Jesus is always looking past the crowd, past the noise, past the labels, and speaking directly to the individual heart. Your faith has made you well. According to your faith, great is your faith. Your faith has saved you. These are not just statements, they are invitations. They tell us something about how God meets us. One, faith that reaches out. There was a woman who had been suffering for years, 12 long years. No cure, no relief, no hope left in human solutions. But somewhere along the way, she formed a quiet belief. If I just touch his garment, I will be healed. She didn't make a scene. She didn't ask for attention. She just reached out. And when she did, Jesus stopped everything and said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." Notice what he didn't say. He didn't say, "My power healed you," though that's true. He didn't say, "You followed the right formula." He said, "Your faith." Faith in this case was simply reaching out to Jesus, however weak, however hidden, however trembling. And maybe that's where some of us are today. Not bold, not loud, just reaching, just hoping. And Jesus says, "I see that. Your faith matters." Two, faith that persists. Then there's a Canaanite woman. She's an outsider, not part of the in-group. And yet she comes asking Jesus to heal her daughter. At first, it seems like she's ignored, even dismissed. But she doesn't walk away. She leans in. She persists. She refuses to let go of hope. And Jesus returns to her and says, "Oh, woman, great is your faith." Great faith isn't polished or perfect. Sometimes it looks like stubborn hope. Sometimes it looks like refusing to quit when everything says you should. Faith says, even if it's hard, even if it's delayed, I still believe Jesus is good. Three, faith that trusts in mercy. In another moment, a woman enters a room full of religious people. She's known for her sin. She brings nothing but tears, perfume, and a broken heart. She kneels at Jesus' feet, weeping. And while others judge her, Jesus says, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Her faith wasn't about having her life together. It was about trusting that Jesus would receive her as she was. And that's important because many people think faith begins when you clean yourself up. But in the Gospels, faith often begins when you give up trying to save yourself and trust that Jesus will. Four, faith that returns. 10 lepers were healed, 10 experienced the miracle, but only one came back to say thank you. To that one, Jesus says, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." All 10 were healed physically, but one experienced something deeper, wholeness. Faith is not just receiving from God, it's returning to Him. It's gratitude. It's relationship. 5, faith that cries out. Blind Bartimaeus sat by the roadside shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." People told him to be quiet. He shouted louder. That's faith too. Faith isn't always calm and composed. Sometimes it's desperate. Sometimes it's loud. Sometimes it's the only thing you have left. And Jesus stops, calls him forward, and says, "Your faith has made you well." So what does this mean for us? Across all these stories, faith looks different. A quiet touch, a persistent plea, tears of repentance, a grateful return, a desperate cry. Different expressions, but the same response from Jesus: your faith. Which means this: faith is not about perfection, it's about direction. It's not about how strong your faith feels, it's about where your faith is placed. Even small, imperfect faith, when directed toward Jesus, becomes the doorway for His grace. A final word. Maybe today your faith feels weak. Maybe it feels worn down by disappointment or time or unanswered prayers. But Jesus does not say, "Come back when your faith is stronger." He says, "Bring me what you have." Because even a reaching faith, even a struggling faith, even a barely holding on faith, He will look at you and say, "Your faith." And somehow, in His hands, that's enough. Amen.